Hello, my name is Paige,
and I'm calling on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Is this Mary Fryer?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And first of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in that election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature?
I'm not real sure this year since I'm having medical problems.
Okay, are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote or 50-50 chance?
It's a 50-50 chance.
Thank you. Now, in what year were you born?
30. Let me think. 1932.
Thank you. And what is your race?
I'm Anglo.
Okay.
Hi.
Thank you. Now, and yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I have nothing to do with that. I'm purely white as far as I know.
Okay.
Got a little Indian way back, but...
Okay. Thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Oh, gee. I wish there was another name. I'd take it. I'm not sure. I haven't made up my mind yet.
No. Thinking back to 2020 presidential election.
I voted Republican.
Thank you. In thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for the state senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold and unfavorable feeling. And 100, very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher number and the warmer you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Ted Cruz.
25.
Okay. Joe Biden.
5.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa.
Oh, gee. Maybe 35.
Greg Abbott.
75.
Morgan LaMontia.
Gee, I don't think I've heard that name.
Okay, and the last one is Donald Trump.
1.
Okay. Thank you. Now, would you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay. Would you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMontia is doing as a state senator?
I'm sorry, I don't know that name.
Okay. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
That's kind of like... voting for the devil and a big fire. So I don't know. I really don't have made up my mind. I'm sure I wouldn't vote for Biden, so I guess it has to be Trump.
Okay, yeah. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide today, right now, would you be voting to which candidate would you lean to, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrats calling Alfred, for whom would you vote?
I would probably go ahead and vote Republican.
Okay. If the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Ronald Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
I guess I'd vote for Cruz.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores, Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
I'd vote for Flores.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for Texas State Senator were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
I would probably be voting for Republican.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say that should be a priority for the governor in Texas State Legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. High priority, medium priority, or a low priority, or not.
I didn't understand what issue.
Oh, I'm going to read it to you. Or
okay.
Not a priority to you at all for governor and state in Texas State Legislature. The first one is supporting public schools. High priority, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
Okay. Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High priority.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
I guess I'd have to go high on that one, too.
Okay. Ensuring access to affordable, quality health care.
I'm kind of medium on that.
Okay. And the last one is securing the border.
Oh, we need that done for sure.
Okay. Would that be high, medium?
Hi.
Okay, thank you. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott, private school voucher policies, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
I think we need that private school deal.
Okay. So would you be much more likely to vote for this candidate or less? A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
I don't know. That's kind of odd. You're asking if I would vote for somebody who challenged it. I'm not sure of all of his policies, so I can't really say on that.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's voter security policies? Would you be much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
What less?
Okay.
I have another phone call coming in. I've been expecting it from my doctor's office. Sorry, I got to hang up.
Okay.